you found the wire man just pulling out. About 300 bucks worth of it's like LMR 400, only it's solid. They didn't have the strand in the wire to my super loop shot traps, and I'm not in the mood to try to find out where the open's at in it. And I don't like splicing it, being just, you know where it's at, head out back, because it puts a lot of stress on that splice, and you're just looking for troubles. It's been there for years. Well, yes, on CW, a lot of times I'll run the amp on it. Not constantly. If I can make the contact on 100 watts or something, that's what I use. I use about 15 watts input to the amp if I'm on 30 meters, and it gives you right around 180 or so out. The 200's the limit there. But I got to turn this radio down too. Damn, you all waited on me today. They're really nice people up here. Yes, sir, I'm just coming through the Tule's here, and I've just come out to the highway. We got to turn left and go a few hundred yards down the road here, out of the wireman's driveway, you might say. That's quite a road. Start down the road that, you know, winds up through the hill, and when you do, you'll see it right on your right side. You'll see the big garage doors and everything there. They're getting ready to go to Dayton, actually. But I needed 175 feet of that wire, and all I didn't want to go was solid, but I used to use 9913 on UHF and VHF back home, and it was great. You just didn't want to make a short radius and kink it or something, and I don't have to with this. Electrician, Dave. It's got to be just right. Well, I run from the house underground there through conduit out to that switch box. And I was suspicious of it, but I don't think it was. And but I found a lightning arrestor on it. And, you know, it's the Alpha Deltas. They got a fuse in them. And that fuse looks suspicious, so I changed it. It's just an arc gap, I'm sure. You can't read through them. So just in case you have a little bit of black on the center conductor, which is, a 32nd of an inch in diameter. So I know I ain't messing with that. I always keep a spare. But I don't recall ever being hit by lightning, knock on wood. And I replaced that, and I could go down there and shake that wire up and down, down in the field back there where it goes up to the super loop, to the ballon, and unless you've got an instrument that can tell you right where that's at, and I don't know if my analyzer will do that or not, you'll spend a lot of time, and then if you splice it, like I said, you're creating another loss, and you're creating a weak point, so it's served me well, so why not replace it? Okay, Dave, great to hear you. I didn't want to put those PL259s on out there in the middle of the field either. I've done that before. You got to run about 100 feet of drop cord out there, and I can't even lift 100 feet of drop cord anymore, so I had them put the ends on it, and they do a fine job. Take care and don't overdo it. Keep an eye on your ticker with that wristwatch you got. 73's Dave. W4DJW in 0TR.